live in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We create it as a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, the 31st of December, 2007. This is Cash Flow. I'm John Stadtmiller, and out there, if I look to my west...
It's James Martinez. Hello, everybody. Happy New Year. Happy New Year early.
Happy New Year.
What do you got planned for tonight, John? Anything?
Not a doggone thing. Nothing. I'm not even going to watch the ball drop.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No libations, no craziness. To me, it's just another day. Mm-hmm. You know, out there celebrating New Year's when I know it's coming.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd have to be drunk in order to do that.
It's a total buzzkill to talk about that with a lot of people right now, as I've discovered out here. I said, well, we're looking into a new year. It's going to be great. We have an election, da-da-da-da. And meanwhile, the economy is falling. You know, it's just deep denial what I'm seeing all over the place. However, I would say that the audience of this broadcast are finally getting it. They're starting to get it. They're starting to see it. They're starting to believe it.
Good. What took him so long?
I don't know. Well, it's like nobody – I don't think people in this country ever presumed that this would happen to us. You know, we've been fat high on the hog for so long that something like this coming, a lot of people, younger people I know, just – they thought, well, wait a minute. They don't think that it would ever happen, but
well,
it is actually happening.
I don't – you know, 230 years into this grand experiment, and it's falling apart.
Right.
I mean, Rome lasted for what, 1,300 years, 700 as a republic?
Mm-hmm.
230-some years, folks, for a country is just an eye wink. It is just mm-hmm. here and now, and don't look too quick because it's gone. This country would be around for thousands of years. Its form of government would be around thousands of years because it's all based on freedom and liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, why did it up and disappear in so fast a fashion in less than 100 years? Somebody did not like the grand experiment. We mm-hmm. can't have these people running around thinking they're free, doing their business, contracting, sitting in their houses without us snooping around. We can't have any of this. It's a new
right.
era that has dawned. It is global governance. You better get on board. This mm-hmm. country does not fit into that. A bunch of stiff-necked Americans running around going, I'm free, and go screw yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That's right. It's a rude awakening for a lot that... my personal relationship I've had with people that are in the business or whatever, and I've talked about this for a long time, they're starting to see it now. They're like, maybe you're right. And I'm like, no, I am right. You better do some research on this one because, if you don't do it now, you cannot be prepared for how to handle yourself and how to prepare and survive.
I just had a flash, a little video flash went through my head. You're talking to somebody in a room. You keep talking, and all of a sudden the lights go out. They can't see you. They can still hear you, but they can't see you anymore. Folks, that's how fast the lights are going to be turned off. And if mm-hmm. you think you and you spend, you better spend a little bit more time delving into what we talk about, because you don't have enough time. Well, you might have just enough time to educate yourself, but I don't know about educating other people, and that's what this thing is all about.
Exactly.
The spread of information. Take the break. James Martinez, John Stadtmiller, we'll be right back with you, folks.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the Telegraph, I got to do this to commemorate 2007. They did a story, 2007 was the year of lying dangerously. You know, James, there's a lot of people that are climbing on board the global warming thing. They're coming out with extraordinary things for power supply and energy reduction. They're going to actually create more problems than what they solve. But it's global warming, folks. You know, forget the fact that about every 90,000 years, the planet goes into an extreme cool down, kind of like an ice age. If you ever have wondered about the Great Lakes, how they got there, the largest fresh lake supply.
They don't want to talk about any of that.
They don't want to talk about that. Of course they don't. But which, by the way, the guy that founded the Weather Channel has come out and, well, he has since sold it, but he's come out and he said, you know, all this global warming is absolute tripe. But yet, does this guy get 10 sentences on your local news? No, absolutely not. Well, 2000 year was the year of lying dangerously. Chris Booker writes a story. He said, the image which summed up the surreal nature of 2007 as well as any other was a meeting in March of the European Council in which Tony Blair and his 26 fellow heads of government decided in the name of fighting global warming to ban incandescent light bulbs. From 2009, the only bulbs it will be legal to make or sell anywhere in the EU will be the so-called low-energy mercury bulbs known as compact fluorescent bulbs. I wonder
who got the contract for that. Who's profiting?
Big D. Yeah. Same people that got it for the conversion of this stuff that we used to put in our air conditioners. Yeah, it was harming the planet. From 2009, as I said, the only bulbs it's going to be legal is so-called these CFLs. Now, this may have made Mr. Blair and his colleagues feel virtuous, but it was a complete crazy gesture. They could not have taken any technical advice because their goal was to prove impossible to achieve. CFLs may have a use in the right place, but up to half of the light fixtures are too enclosed, too small to take them. A full conversion would take years, and guess what? It's going to cost you. That's right, you folks out there, tens of billions of dollars. Their contribution to reducing global warming is questionable, and once these ugly bulbs are dead, often much sooner than advertised, by the way, thanks to another EU law which now outlaws the burial of mercury, that will be almost impossible to dispose of. Now, as usual, many themes covered by this column during the year have appeared more than once to illustrate the increasing similarity of those who rule us in this cause for fighting global warming. There's no end to the disasters we're now storing up for ourselves. Now, under the EU target, which says by the year 2020, 10% of all of our petrol and diesel must be replaced with biofuels. We are expected to devote at least 40%. Now, here's people in England. I hope you're paying attention to this guy and his writings. We are expected to devote at least 40% of the farmland we currently use for food to growing just crops which can be used for transport or fuel. Just when there is a growing world food shortage and the price of grain has already doubled this year.
Right.
Well, don't worry, the government's there to help you. We're going to make fuels out of the food you used to eat. What's the matter? You can't stomach that. No, you can't buy the gasoline because it's so high. Well, don't worry about it. You're just going to starve to death. It's okay. Under another EU target, which says that by 2020 we must generate 20% of our electricity from renewables, our government plans to spend $50 billion on building 7,000 giant offshore windmills, not to mention a thousands more due to disfigure some of our most beautiful countryside. Can you see the white cliffs of Dover? Staring through these big fan blades, it's going to be great.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's right.
Global warming.
It's going to look like the giant. I know everybody. If you drive on the way to Palm Springs, they have those over there, like thousands.
Mile after mile. And I was just in complete awe, and I was wondering, how many birds does this thing chew up? You know, where's the PETA people out there claiming that you know these big fan blades are chewing up things. I almost hit a hawk yesterday with my car. He was sitting in a bush, and I rounded a corner, and I was chasing him. I was actually slowing down, but he wasn't flying fast enough, and I think I got some of his tail feathers on my grill. But at any rate, back to the story here. Now, global warming also played a key part. Let me digress. Let me back up here. From these, it claims, we're talking about the wind farms, it will be able to power all the homes in Britain. Now, oblivious of the fact that it will need up to 20 conventional power stations to provide power during the two-thirds of the time, that's averaged out, by the way, when there's insufficient wind to keep those windmills turning. There's nothing more depressing than a windmill that's not windmilling. Global warming also played a key part in another of the year's fiascos. The home information packs, which we were told would speed up the process of home buying, billed here 2 years ago as a disaster waiting to happen. Now, when the predicted shambles duly arrived, the government was unable to abandon its folly, thanks to the EU directive, which, to combat global warming, compels all sellers to pay for an energy performance certificate. In other words, when you sell a home, you've got to have one of these certificates to prove that you're either in compliance or not in compliance, and I'm sure if you're not, there's going to be government fees. Now, in reality, the certificates have proved worthless. The testimony of recent home buyers is that far from speeding the process, this HIPS, as it's called, has significantly slowed it down. Global warming, also mysteriously claimed as justification for the continuing shambles we have made of our waste disposal system, thanks to the EU landfill directive, which forces us to phase out landfilling our rubbish in favor of recycling. Now, a little note on this. I'm not against recycling. What I am against is corporations making packaged products with stuff that doesn't die when you bury it.
And it's profiting off of the hypothesis of one thing and creating massive amounts of wealth based upon a problem that they probably set up in the first place. I'm all for being friendly to the environment, but I'm all for as well freedom of information and truth, not the garbage what they've done now. And because I can see exactly what you're saying, they're going to use this and control people more with it and all guilt trip them, the whole thing.
And folks, it's going to raise up new bureaucracies out there, because after all, when you do these programs, you got to make sure everybody's in compliance. Voila,
right.
You have a bunch of bureaucrats sitting around looking and posing nicely. Harumph, we've got to protect our phony baloney jobs. And by the way, if you're wondering where that came from, check out Blazing Saddles.
Right.
So James, you're right. It's the people that control the stuff, that create the crisis, they understand what they're doing, and they'll offer you a way out. Of course, it's going to cost you more money. You're going to have to...
There you go. That's what it all comes down to, is the money. Yeah, we'll fix it, but it's going to cost you and your family and your family's family.
You know, I never liked these CFLs. I have never liked them. I mean, if you really want to do a good makeup, a 10-second makeup job on somebody, take the lampshade off, put one of these things in there, turn it on. Voila, your spouse looks like George Romero's Night of the Living Dead. I mean, they're not. It's a good idea, folks, but what makes these things work, even though that it's a small amount of mercury, that's what makes these things work. I mean, all the fluorescence you see out there, the long 4-foot tubes, all the pretty stuff in Vegas, everything that's got neon signs to it. Well, they want to put the things in your light sockets in your house. But the question is, you know, don't you remember people telling you, don't break one of these 4-foot-long tubes. Don't breathe the dust. It'll make you very ill. Well, there's a good reason for that, because it is bad stuff. What happens when you crush up an incandescent light bulb? You get a bunch of glass shards and a base, and that's about it. There's nothing poisonous in the thing, but voila, we got the fluorescent. We've got to save energy. See, this whole thing is based on we're running out of fuel. We're running out of fuel. Well, no technologies are out there to move us away from this solely.
Yeah, this whole thing is a total massive lie. They have cold fusion. They've had it for a while. That's what a big part of this global issue is with the finance, is because the introduction of new technologies and what that's going to do to the economy. And this garbage that they're putting out, it's just for more profit for them. They have these technologies available. It's pretty evident from all the research and everything around the country that coal fusion is available. They're not going to bring it out yet, and they're going to control people until such a time.
Well, and if you think about it, folks, and James, you said it, all this stuff is profit motivated.
Exactly.
There, I watched, prior to us going into Afghanistan and Iraq, I watched a meeting of the Fortune 500 people, all the corporate people. You know what they said at the podium? They said there is a heck of a lot of money to be made here, so let's get on board the security blanket.
Right.
And that's exactly
right.
And folks, they have been selling security packages and services in this country. Are you feeling safe yet? Every time.
Yeah, well, the thing is, like, the environment was the same 20 years ago. Okay, maybe dirtier or whatever. All these ideas and technologies existed before then. They could have done it back then. But it's more tied into the control of the corporations, taking a problem and letting the corporations come in and have their idea and their plan be implemented so they can profit off of it.
It's just simply amazing. It's just another way to extort money. Now, is the internal combustion engine going to die its own death? Absolutely it will. But the conversion, you know, the things that they're saying, well, we've got to drive less. Well, we've got to tax gasoline more so people use less. Wait a minute. It's already high enough as it is.
Exactly.
You came out with catalytic converters that literally, these small things, smaller than a coffee can now, James, smaller than a coffee can that has a surface area in it about the size of a football field, all folded up into this little thing. Well, it gets rid of a lot of the noxious stuff that comes out of the tailpipes. Not only are these engines getting better gas mileage, they're all computer controlled. A lot of people kicked about that because they couldn't do the hands-on stuff in there. you know, changing the points out in the plugs themselves. You know, you weekend mechanics, you used to love doing that stuff.
Well, is it true, John, because you know about automobiles, because I've talked to my own mechanic, that he's telling me, you know, these cars, if you buy one for this amount of money, it would last way longer, but they design it to fall to pieces. They design it to have a certain amount of gas mileage. It's all profit related.
Of course. Why the heck would you want to make a car that's going to last a consumer 20 years?
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
That's not good business.
Well, it is an introductory offer from the Japanese. I'll explain why their program works so well when we get back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Remember the 60s, folks? Remember when the prior to that, that post-World War II into the 50s, into the early 60s, that, well, anything that comes out of Japan was absolute junk? Well, pretty much it was. They did their best to make whatever baubles and widgets the best they could, but they lacked industrial complex, they lacked the money, they lacked the technology, and everybody was laughing up their sleeve at the Japanese. Well, the Japanese are very good at one thing, and that's looking at something and copying it. So what was here in the United States that caught their attention? Well, the big three. Actually, it used to be the big four. Remember American Motors Corporation? Yeah, and the cars they used to make that looked like inverted fishbowls? At any rate, we had four car companies here in this country. Well, there was a big market because the only thing people were buying, they'd buy a few imports, British imports, sports cars, some Mercedes-Benz, you know, some exotic, expensive foreign machines. But by and large, the consumer here in this country would buy American-made products, Ford, Chrysler, General Motors, and American Motors. Japanese James looked at this and said, we can't come up with an original idea ourselves, but you know what? We're doggone good at copying stuff and improving stuff. And this is when the technologies were coming up. They were technologically starved. They start feasting. They looked at the American market. Their first introduction of a Japanese product into this market was Honda motorcycles, the Honda 90. And they had one that was a step-through model. These things were made like watches, folks. They sipped fuel, and they ran forever. Then they decided that they were going to get into cars. Remember the first Honda cars that showed up here with about the size of a bread box? People were still laughing. Ha, 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 those crazy Japanese. Well, what it did was position them in the market for the first oil embargo of the 70s. Then people weren't laughing. Then we watched Chrysler and General Motors come out with their K and X body cars, which were monumental pieces of junk. They had to rush something to market that was gas efficient. That's what they gave us. By the way, have you ever seen any Chevy Citation still on the road today? You won't. They were pieces of junk. But the point is...
pieces of junk. That's true.
Yeah, and the point is that the Japanese were very good at copying stuff. So when they decided that they were technologically hungry, and I've mentioned this before, what were we doing here in the United States as far as cars went? We'd bend up the sheet metal a little bit, give it a different shape, put a new paint on it, offer a few little items out there as add-ons, additions, you know, and we were just satisfied with cranking out the same old crap. Oh, by the way, you know where we did our research and development? Oh, that was from the guys that used to run moonshine, okay, that had the hopped-up cars. They decided they had these hopped-up cars. Well, can't we find something else to do? Well, let's go dirt track racing. And then it was oval track racing. And then it turned into NASCAR. And then it turned into, well, big V8s, breathing fire, going down the racetrack a mile a minute. That's all great. What did that do for the technology advancement of the car itself? Nothing. They just improved the rubber compounds a little bit, did something with the brakes, did something with the powertrains, but you still had the same old American sled going very fast. What were the Japanese doing? Oh, that's right. Honda was interested in how do we make cars that, well, are fun to drive, fuel efficient, and they're really safe. They start racing in, oh, that's right, they didn't do it on oval tracks. They did it in Formula One racing. The four-cylinder engines that you see today that are most efficient and powerful came from the Japanese. It didn't come from the iron sleds from the Detroit Brain Trust. That came from the Japanese. So they were out there doing stuff with engines and transmissions and braking systems.
You got to see the whole development over the years, didn't you?
Yeah,
the whole thing.
And suspensions. There's another one. You know, we had these big American boats, James. You know, they would just float us on down the cement ribbon there, and they were big. My God, you could have eight people in a car and not touch each other. Well, that was all fine and dandy. But the Japanese saw what we were doing, and the point is that they saw a more efficient way of doing it. Oh, efficiency was on their mind as well. Not wasting millions and billions of dollars every year putting out the same old junk. People wanted to know, why do I see so many Mazdas and Nissans on the road? Why do I see so many Toyotas? It is now in the mindset of the American people that these are quality cars and what Detroit produces is junk. Because they burned and ripped off the public for so many years that they just gave up and walked away. James, do you remember, do you know that there was a day in this country the people that used to show up in dealerships for the unveiling of the new model cars for the new model years?
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that. It was like a big deal. It was a big deal when a new model would come out.
Now they do commercials. They can't even get them to turn their head when they bombard them with million-dollar ad campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
Can't
That's
do
right.
it. Where is the loyalties? Burn too many times, people will walk away from you. Am I sad that Chrysler, Ford, and General Motors are probably going to go out of business? For the workers, yes, I am, because you spent a lot of years on those factory floors, didn't you? And you
hated... there's a lot of families and money and time and effort and loyalty. Everything's back
there's
up in there, yeah.
There's entire communities and economies that run on this.
That's right.
And these brainchilds have walked away from you. Do I feel badly for you? Yes, I do. Who likes to see their company going down the tubes because the management of the company are flaming idiots? Who likes to see waste on that type of scale? Yeah, I've got the car thing down, Pat.
I know you do.
It's been one of my pet peeves for a number of years. I mean, it really has.
Exactly.
I mean, folks, you know, I mean, come on. Oil, we got a shortage of oil? No, we don't. What we have is a shortage of honest people in government that are putting up their hand and saying, wait a minute here. Before you corporations squeeze us in another direction we don't necessarily want to go, let's slow this whole thing down. Let's take some time to completely examine the issues rather than shoving global warming down our throats.
Exactly.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, James, stop me before I rant about something else.
Well, no, I think it's important because people's cars, transportation, how they're when I've seen out here and people I've talked to in retail about what people spent over the holidays, what was available, you know, nobody likes to talk about their personal finances, as you well know, especially live. But in person, after I've seen just here in Southern California what's happened financially people over the holidays, they're starting to feel it in a different way. How much money they have, they're watching the news, they're starting, because I've mentioned to people over and over again what's coming, and they are starting to go, wait a minute now. So the cars and what it costs to drive, how to get there, I mean, going up to fill your tank up at the gas station can be a painful experience these days, especially here when I see drive down Burton Drive and I see $4.05 for premium for a gallon.
In California,
the high, it's the highest. I think that's the highest in the country here.
Yes,
I'm not
it
sure
is.
Though.
Yeah, and yeah. And the predictions that I saw for 2008 for regular gas in California is going to be over $4. So what you're paying for premium out there right now, you'll be paying for regular.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So basically in Europe, they're paying twice the amount, which they've been doing for a long time. And here I told people that, you know, you better consider that with the automobile that you're driving, mm-hmm. with your budget, because going to work and for some reason the gas tank and what it costs to put money and drive your automobile around, that seems to wake people up for some reason.
Well, it directly affects them. It's something that they experience, and it's something that they got to fork out. You know, when you get your electric bill, you know, that's just a piece of paper. There's printing on it, and they've got a balance that you owe. You know, that comes in the mail. That's something
right.
that you use the entire month, and then you're expected to pay for it. Okay, it's the electric bill. Oh,
and most people, John, and you know this, most, not all, they go to the gas tank. It's all credit cards,
mm-hmm.
all credit cards paying, because nobody would want to watch $50 to $60 go out of their hand. It's just too traumatic for most people.
It is.
And they don't want to carry – I mean, that means to just go around in life, you got to have at least $60 to fill up in the tank in your pocket, plus lunch, incidental. So you got to be carrying like $150.
I was just going to say the exact same thing. James, you must be reading my mind again. I was thinking by the time you fill up, have lunch, and maybe get your car washed, you've blown $100.
Easy. That's, I mean, right now, you go fill up regular, just not, you know, they have regular, super, and then premium. You fill it up with just the middle one and go about your day, get your car washed, get some groceries. You spent well over $100. Well, tip included, you're about $120, $130, and that's not very much groceries. So all of that, as I mentioned, people are going to use their cards and continue to do so because it's just too scary to use cash. It's just, and I know lots of rich people, they're going to put it on their card. They're seeing it. They're feeling it too.
Sure.
Because usually the richer they are, the tighter they are. So
And that's the psychological aspect to all this plastic. I don't care whether it's credit card or debit cards or what kind of card it is. It's to keep you from actually visualizing the cash pouring and flying out of your pockets.
Right. And what they've done is conditioned to people think that, as I've mentioned over and over again, that one, you're a loser for using cash, and two, it's dangerous to have that much cash on you.
Absolutely.
You know, that whole trip too. So, I mean, they did that one on us a long, long, long time ago.
Yeah,
so
I
see it. It just costs a lot to do regular things. Whereas years ago, I mean, when I'm saying regular, driving, getting your groceries, you know, all the little incidental things. It's expensive now.
It is.
It's going to get worse.
Yeah, it's going to get a lot worse. By the way, I got to do my pet peeve of 2007 here. And this comes out of the Washington Times, folks. I mean, this is very fascinating reading coming out of the Washington Times. It sounds like something I would pen. The Pope had his index of forbidden books. Japan had its thought policed against subversive or dangerous ideologies. And the United States Congress and President Bush have learned nothing from those examples. Voila! Congress is purged to enact the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007. Probably the greatest assault on free speech and association in the United States since the 1938 creation of the House of Un-American Activities Committee. Actually, that was a good committee. It was taken down the wrong roads. Because what were they talking about? Communists inside Hollywood. At any rate, we won't go there. The bill, sponsored by Representative Jane Harman, California Democrat, right up your alley out there, James, the bill passed the House of Representatives on October 23rd by a 404-6 vote under a rule suspension that curtailed debate. To borrow from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, California Democrat, there's another one, the First Amendment should not distract Congress from doing important business. Oh, well,
what?
Let me not interrupt with my diatribes, what's going on in the...
Excuse me, the
District of Criminals. let me see here. The Senate Companion Bill, S-1959, sponsored by Susie Collins, a Maine Republican. So you guys politically don't get left out. We've got traitors on both sides of the aisle. Has encountered little opposition, by the way, especially in an election year. Senators crave every opportunity to appear tough on terrorism. Few, if any, care about or understand either freedom of expression or the thought police dangers of S-1959. Former President John Quincy Adams, he lamented, democracy has no forefathers. It looks to no posterity. It is swallowed up in the present and thinks of nothing but itself. Denuded of euphemisms and code words, the act aims to identify and stigmatize persons and groups who hold thoughts the government decrees correlate with homegrown terrorism. For example, opposition to the Patriot Act itself or the suspension of the writ of habeas corpus.
The right. See, this right here, what you're talking about, John, is so – it's scarier than anything to me.
Yeah.
Because you're not even allowed to have your own conscious mind. I went – like I mentioned, my dear friend who passed away, I was on the board of directors of the Freedom of Thought Foundation. And that was one of the main tenets, is the freedom of thought, that we're inherently allowed to have that all over the world, just being human. And they want to legislate consciousness. That's been the primary goal for a long, long time. It's been, it was written about in his book, Operation Mind Control. I know there is, a group of people in Washington DC that have formed the, kind of a group of people that have decided, you know, you cannot legislate consciousness. Thank you very much. That is not part of the game here, everybody. I think everybody that's listening to this broadcast, you better take that stuff very seriously. That, tied in with what they're doing to the money, is the final act, control your mind. And John and I talking right now about all these other things, in a certain sense, we're breaking all the rules mm-hmm. right now mm-hmm. just by discussing it. And they want to come in and say, no, you can't even talk about it. You can't speak about it. You can't do this. You can't. That's just not going to fly. I don't know how they're going to enforce that.
Well, and economically, I can tell you one thing right now. This very program telling people to dump those credit cards, it's illegal, it's a sham, so mm-hmm. is the Fed Reserve System. Mm-hmm. Do you think the powers that be are going to allow this type of dissent to go on?
Well, I will tell the public, and I told you, John, and I'm fully prepared and getting ready for that right now, because we're still allowed to talk. I don't care what the law is. As far as I'm concerned, I will talk to anybody, whether it's privately, publicly, or on the radio, about what's going on. And the fact that somebody can come in and say, hey, you can't discuss that, no. That's not going to fly, ever.
No.
Ever. For anybody. It's not just me. You better – you're people that have thought that up. Billions and billions of people are not going to be controlled, thought controlled.
That's right.
It's not going to happen. Even though they're all set up to try and do that, and I can go into all the technical details of that, that's just as important as everybody understanding the money game and what they've done with the Federal Reserve.
Now, keep in mind, folks, this article I'm reading to you, I didn't write it. James didn't write it. It's in the Washington Times. The act will culminate in government listing of homegrown terrorists or terrorist organizations without due process. Let me tell you a quick thumbnail story about a guy by the name of Aaron James that lives in Canada. This guy was detained for 12 days without being charged. He was pulled off of an aircraft after already going through all the security and safety points. He was harassed on board of Northwest Plane, which, by the way, the CIA and Northwest teamed up to do this terrorism watch list for you, the traveling public, on board the aircraft that we see flying around in the skies today. And I told him, I said, look, they did this under the terrorism guys. They don't even have to tell you. They can take you. You don't show up. The reason why the writ of habeas corpus had to be done away with is that was what produced you in front of a judge, okay? You could literally, folks, and I had a friend that did this, that wrote a writ of habeas corpus on a matchbook cover while he was in jail, handed it to the jailer handed it to the judge, the guy was in front of the judge in the afternoon. They have done away with this, okay? Mm-hmm. Understand that. Your relatives, your mother, your father, your wife, your husband, your lawyer doesn't even know where the heck you're at. They just make you disappear. That's
right.
How dangerous this is becoming.
And it's not even in this jurisdiction. They can take you out of the country, and then they can do whatever they want with
you. That's exactly right. Thank you.
Now, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, that you're listening, you like that? Do you like that that's been pulled off? Are you worried about your credit cards when you hear stuff like this? Don't believe John or me. Go do the recon, find out, research it, find out for yourself.
That's right. Now, political discourse, the act will culminate in the government listing, as I said, of the homegrown terrorists and terrorist organizations. And this is all without due process, folks. In other words, you've committed a crime. They've got to prove that you committed a crime in front of the judge, God, and a jury, but forget about that. A complimentary listing of books, videos, or ideas that ostensibly further violent radicalization, and a blacklisting of people who have intersected with either list. Political discourse will be chilled, and needed challenges to conventional wisdom will flag. There are no better examples of sinister congressional folly. Now, the act inflates the danger of homegrown terrorism manifold to justify creating a marquee national commission on the prevention of violent radicalization and ideologically based violence. Commission. That's what they're calling their commission, folks, and it took me 10 minutes to say it. In the legislative branch, this is going to take place. Since September 11, 2001, no American has died from homegrown terrorism. Okay? In the so-called post-September 11th war against terrorism, international terrorism, Bush has detained only two citizens as being enemy combatants. One was voluntarily deported to Saudi Arabia. The other was indicted, tried, and convicted in a civilian court of providing material assistance to foreign terrorist organizations. This has been 6 years, folks. One guy. 6 years. But they don't have enough power to get all the bad guys. So guess what? We've become the bad guys. Until they ferret out, list you, categorize you, catalog you, crawl up your backside with a microscope, check all of your emails, all of your correspondence.
Right? That's right.
Check your bank accounts, check everything. Until you get the government seal of approval, you are a suspected terrorist or a terrorist sympathizer. Now, that's where this is going.
That's exactly right. And now, then they're using the money as a tool to work that angle on people. It's the way it's been explained to me years and years and years ago, because I was privy to some of the information and technologies on how they're going to pull it off and all the social conditioning and whatever it is that they're using. I just like, wait a minute, how do you legislate consciousness, and who decides that based on what? Who's legislating their consciousness? Who's legislating the legislators? As far as I'm concerned, and I say this, and I said in the beginning, the public that is listening, you've been duped by design, and they're counting on you being subservient and doing nothing. And I mentioned here, and as you mentioned when you're reading that quote, this isn't I'm not creating any violence here, because that's what they want. That's what they want.
By the way, under this act, William Lloyd Garrison, let's jump in the Wayback Machine here, would have been guilty of promoting violent radicalization for publishing the Anti-Slavery Liberator in 1831, which facilitated John Brown, Susan B. Anthony, and Elizabeth Cady Stanton, would have been condemned for assailing laws, disenfranchising women, and creating an intellectual atmosphere receptive to violence. And Martin Luther King Jr. would have fallen under the act's suspicion for denouncing Jim Crow and practicing civil disobedience, which facilitated H. Rap Brown. So you see where this is going, folks. You're not going to be able to speak out against anything. See,
that's right.
In this 1959, it also talks about political persuasions. In other words, you're politically motivating people. Well, if the commission doesn't like what you're politically motivating, maybe say a Ron Paul for president, because we can't stand all the illegal, unconstitutional people. By the way, word has it that Fox News, I'm getting two different stories here. There's going to be debates on Wednesday. I think it's scheduled for Wednesday. Ron Paul has been excluded. And then I've been told that Fox News is dropping the debate for New Hampshire. All know the debate's back on, but Ron Paul has been excluded.
Is he going to get arrested too? If we're talking about what they're doing, this guy's breaking all the rules and should be arrested based upon thought crimes, and he's a terrorist for even mentioning all the things that he's doing.
And he's supporting the terrorism because what? He wants to pull the troops out of Afghanistan and Iraq. He doesn't want them going into Iran. You see, he's facilitating terrorism by not fighting them over there. Do you see where this might go? Folks,
yeah, I hope all you, the people that are in the armed services that are hearing this in Europe and other countries, when you're holding your gun or following your orders, figure out who are you working for. who you really working for, why are you there, what are you getting out of it, really? I mean, besides your pathetic pay and like a less than $5 Purple Heart for wherever it is for all your efforts. I want to make sure that all the military people that are listening to this broadcast are, you don't have to believe us, but start doing your research on your own and start finding out the facts, especially with the financial information that we've given you.
Also,
and the cops too. Like, yeah. I already can, I'm envisioning in the future, most of the cops and law enforcement, you people get paid too. It's just your problem too. So when I can see later down the road when they're going to be called to take orders and do enforcements and things like that, you better like consider what you're doing and who you're working for as well.
By the way, Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes observed in a court case, Gitlow versus New York in 1929. He said, every idea is an incitement. It offers itself for belief, and if believed, is acted on unless some other belief outweighs it or some failure of energy stifles the movement at its birth. The only difference between expression of an opinion and an incitement in the narrower sense is the speaker's enthusiasm for the result. So, folks, they're trying to kill the internet, because that is an uncontrolled pipeline of information that has connected everybody globally.
Right.
If you do a story here in the United States of merit and value, it pings all over Europe. It pings all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
They want to control not only your thoughts, but the information pipelines, such as this show, that you hear different ideas contrary to the matrix and what they've created for you. Lay down, exactly. Be a good slave. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
I want to tell you, John, before we finish this final part here, the information I was talking to about that's located in Washington is the Center for Cognitive Liberty and Ethics. It's cognitiveliberty.org. And if you read the front page, I won't read the entire thing, but the Center of Cognitive Liberty and Ethics, the CCLE, is a network of scholars elaborating the law, policy, and ethics of freedom of thought. Our mission is to develop social policies that will preserve and enhance freedom of thought into the 21st century. Please feel free, everybody, to go check that out. It's not a joke. It's the real deal. It's exactly where they're headed. John just mentioned it right there, and I think that's an important issue to bring up. That's a big deal right there. I mean, they've already used thought control on policies with people with credit cards. That's how they got everybody to keep using them over and over. No conditioning, lying, controlling thought, post suggestion, all those things are part of the credit card game. So it's important, all of you that are sitting, you just finished the holidays, you spent a lot of money that you may not even have. If it's time for you to take your unsecured debts and decide what you're going to do with them, you're listening to the right place. You need to dial 888-213-7655. Please listen to the 12-minute overview on that. You can go back if you're looking to do more research. You can go back and listen to our November 1st broadcast with Brad Daly, with CMS, and some of his clients on there on what it entails, how it works. If you need to speak to me live, you may do so at calling me at 877-331-0626. So I'm glad, John, you brought up that issue with the freedom of thought, because that's what it all comes down to. That the game, and the only game, as I've mentioned this in the very beginning, is the one with your mind. That's where they're. That's the playing field where they're at, because that's right. The only way they can win. That's the only way they can win. They're not going to be able to corral millions and millions and millions of people with the game plan. If you're informed and you know what's up, then you're one step ahead.
And you will stay one step ahead. You'll stay out of the trappings and everything that is being set up. Public opinion, ladies and gentlemen, in this country is manufactured by the news medias.
Right.
Okay.
It's like manufactured like fast food. It's garbage.
That's exactly.
So it's garbage in, garbage out. And it's all designed to form your opinion, condition you. Some of them are military cutouts, some of them are intelligence cutouts, so that misdirection, all those things are designed to form your thought processes, form all that. And then, John, as you brought up brilliantly, the internet is the final frontier, and they want to control that too, which they're going to have a real hard time with that.
Well, they're going to try. They'll keep nipping at it. I mean, they'll keep curtailing your freedoms out there any which way they can. And your freedom, folks, is the ability to choose, to make a decision based on the information. The information that you get from the news media in this country, they're nothing but corporate butt covers. Covers. That's all that they are. You know, I would like to see a news service doing the dirt on all the politicians, going through Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and John Edwards, going through as well as Rudy Giuliani and Mitt Romney, digging up all the stuff and taking an objective look at the selection that's been made by the powers that be. You won't see that. They'll just give you the poll numbers and the regular old political razzmatazz.
Right.
And the
exactly
baiting,
right.
And the eye scratching. That's all they're ever going to give you, folks. Nothing more, nothing less. Because that's all in your mind, in their minds, that's all you deserve. Their prepackaged, pre-digested opinion of what you're going to carry to the water cooler and talk to the office boys tomorrow morning about. That's all the value that you are to them. James, I will see you Wednesday, sir. Have a good New Year.
Right on. Happy New Year.
Okay. And folks, there are going to be positive things happening in 2008. It's going to be majorly a disaster for all of what you know, but you know what? It's a bad system, and they broke it. We need a new one. We'll see you next year, ladies and gentlemen.
Right on.
2008. We'll see you day after tomorrow, Wednesday. With